Sometimes life feels out of our control. We get stuck in trauma, old patterns, and change feels out of reach. Sometimes it feels like fate. We want to help you break out of old, unhelpful patterns and become healthier. We're Fate Resilience, taking control of the outcome.
With licensed therapists, Jennifer Oxford,
Taylor Madsen,
Haley Mayer. All right, as we continue on our little journey of, you know, just going through, why can't I think of the word?
Stages of change.
That's the word. Yep. And that's the phrase.
It's been a long
going
day.
Through stages of change. I know you haven't been here. I've already done sessions.
It already feels like a long day.
It already feels like a long day. As we go through stages of change, we are on to the next one, which is preparation. So last time I was kind of talking about, you know, when we're doing preparation, before that, we're kind of making the choice, right? We're contemplating, do I want to go, right? Preparation is like, okay, I'm about to go up on the hill, right? I'm about to go up the mountain and I'm about to get there, right? So I'm just starting out.
Well, and we talked about how like base camp was contemplations.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're doing now is we're actually finding the gear that we need. Preparation is about like, what's the plan? How am I going to do this? I'm working with somebody who can help me. We talked about being okay with the fact that you may not have all the skills or knowledge. So at this point, you're gathering skills and knowledge. You're breaking in your hiking boots, those kinds mm-hmm. of things. And it's interesting because a lot of people, we talked about how with contemplation, they stay in this phase super long. Preparation, a lot of people try and jump over it. They actually try and skip this step altogether. Like, I'm going to go straight from, okay, I've decided to do it, to I need to be fully in action. And so it can be hard to say what does happen after you go from base camp to hiking. You put on your gear, you load the backpack, you do your things. And so that's what this stage is really focused on, is saying, what do I need? What skills or knowledge do I need to learn or gain to start being able to take meaningful change steps in my life?
And this is about 30 days before actually making changes or starting new habits. It's exactly what Jen and Haley have said. You're looking and taking stock, meeting with people, or continuing to meet with your therapist or doctor, whoever it is that you're meeting with, to increase that ability, continue with your willingness so that you can establish new habits.
I think one of the things that we, if you look at what happens in preparation, is that we start to test out action. So it's not like I'm not doing anything most of the time in preparation. Sometimes it's just the people closest to you that, or you're not really sharing what you're doing, but you're doing little things. Like maybe you're like, I'm starting to pay attention to what emotions I'm feeling. I'm starting to put a schedule in my phone to take a break during this time. There are things that are setting me up for success. And they can move to things that actually are external at this point, but they're still in the test phase. This is very much the idea of, we're just testing out the gear to see if it's going to get us where we need to go. And it happens 30 days before action, but it can take a while in preparation, especially if you don't have the skills or knowledge to actually get into action. And we want to have a lot of awareness of that, because the less you are ready, the harder it will be to get through preparation.
There's not really much more to say about preparation. I feel like, here's a question. When it comes to preparation, what do you think the whole point of it is? Like, when do we cross from preparation to actually going on to the next phase? Like, does that make sense? When it comes to preparation, I think sometimes we confuse preparation with going into action, right? Which is the next phase. But what is the difference between preparing and getting into an action mode?
This is the shortest phase of change.
Mm-hmm.
It's certainly one that people go in and out of. You can be in contemplation, you know, thinking about change, finally where they have a problem, wanting to maybe make a change, but not sure that you're ready to. I think we talked about Mount Everest last time, that I'm just never going to climb one, right? Or climb one, climb the Mount Everest.
You know, one of the seven.
One of them, right? Yeah, just not climbing any mountain really, or molehill. So that would be like, okay, I finally decided I'm going to climb a mountain. That would be, you know, paying for the trip, looking how much it costs, saving up the money or setting it aside if I already have the money, getting the gear ready or setting the gear aside if I already have the gear. And then, getting a guide established. That would be the preparation stage of change.
Right. And so starting to shift our mindset happens in preparation, right? I'm starting to think about what it would be like to be in action, and starting to learn things. I think of it too as kind of this research stage, right? So you might ask yourself, okay, so say I'm trying to give up a bad habit, and can be one of the millions of people who I'm like, I'm gonna give up chocolate for a month, right? And so what preparation would look like is not just saying I'm gonna do that and then, you know, on the first day of the month give it up, but I would say, okay, when am I feeling the urges to experience those? What am I doing? Do I need to clear the house, you know, because I have these stashes around? Do I need to share with other people what I'm working on that can be support to me? Preparation is about identifying like barriers to, I really want to change, but what's going to be hard? You can see in like addictions, who are my accomplices can be a good question for preparation. So who are the people that, when I'm struggling, if I hang out with them, it's going to make it harder versus who's going to support my change. So it's very much, and I think this is the reason that so many people skip it, it's an emotional mental thing. So when you're just working with your fight, flight, freeze, and you're like, I'm in fear, so I have to change, this is when people skip preparation, because they're moving right into the fight of the change versus saying, what is the structure and support for the change?
I think an important clarification to be made is when you decide to jump over preparation and go straight into action, action becomes a lot more difficult of a scenario, and you truly don't feel often you're able to make that bridge. I don't want to say seamless, because it's not always seamless, but that connection between I've contemplated the thing I want to be doing, and I've been able to then act accordingly. If we don't prepare for what we're going to do from there, we're often being very impulsive. That's usually, I think, a pretty good definition of impulsivity is when I have jumped from contemplating to action without preparing, right? And we don't want impulsivity. Sometimes it sounds fun and exciting, but especially when we're trying to make valid, lasting changes, the whole idea of making a thought process and then preparing for what I'm going to be doing is really what's going to implement lasting change. It's going to start a habit, right? So one of my favorite books, Atomic Habits by James Clear, 100% discusses this idea of we're preparing. You're putting your shoes in the car to go to the gym after work, right? If you go home after work, before you go to the gym, often it's not going to feel as able to be done, right? Because there's no preparation. And really, so, yeah.
A really good example from that book. So in that book, it talks about a couple different athletes, right? So James Clear was an athlete, and he uses that metaphor. So in preparation, right, he talks about I think it's the U.S. cycling team. It's a cycling team for sure. And he talks about how they research things like what's the best bike, what's the best tire. So they're doing things outside of just riding the bike to get better. And they're focused on what can get me 1% better. And I hear that a lot about people who are doing big things is they actually spend time visualizing. I know for me, when we went through our move, right, this last year, the move was big, and there were days where we were in action about packing, but there was also like, what are we going to do? Where's the closest store? We created this map, and we had some family move, and we printed out maps for them so we got a GPS installed in our car so that it would, not our car, but their car, because they don't use a smartphone, so that they could find their way to places in their new. And so like Haley, like you were saying, instead of just saying, let's see how it goes when I move to this new place I've never been in. Oh crap, there's all these problems, and setting myself up for struggle.
Mm-hmm.
I anticipated what struggles I could get ahead of. Now, there were still struggles, there were still things that came up, but that preparation made it possible. And so you have to anticipate what could be difficult in making these changes. Mm-hmm. And or what would just make it easier.
Yeah.
I know for me, one of the things that I really am not good at, I'm not good at researching purchases. That's something that I rely on my husband to do. But what I found is that when you research things, you don't deal with as many like, this product doesn't work, or this is broke, or gosh, it's really low quality. You start to deal with and say, oh, by doing a little bit of research, I have a lot easier time. And so that is also in that preparation stage. But you're mm-hmm. right, it can be hard to break it down, because it, so many of us do just jump in and say, let's see where my step points are, versus starting slowing down and really asking ourselves. I certainly did that with all the college testing. I took the test before I took any studying, so that I could see which areas I needed to study in. So that would be, I didn't prepare, I didn't study, I just jumped in. Mm-hmm. And I didn't pass the first time, and I did have to go study. Which is what happens when you're working on things.
It does, you know, yeah, the preparation, it allows things to be less anxious, it allows things to be more intentional, and allows things to just overall feel like you're able to have a bit more control over the outcome of really going towards this goal of whatever it is you're trying to change.
Just to finish up, Haley talked about hiking Stuart Falls in our last episode, and Taylor's already mentioned he's never hiking. So I didn't do any research when I hiked Stuart Falls for the first time. True story.
How did that go?
I didn't bring enough to eat. I was in a place in my health where I was had limited calories that I was eating, and I had brought a couple snacks, but I didn't realize how long the hike would be and how intense it would be. And so I didn't bring enough protein. So I was really tired and miserable. Right. So then of course I learned from that. This is what happens. Right. So that the next time that I've gone on those hikes, I've been able to say, okay, I'm going to bring enough. I'm going to have enough fluid. I'm going to have enough, protein and those kinds of things to get me through. And so when I hiked Delicate Arch this summer, I took a ton of extra things with me, and I was much more prepared. Was it an easy hike? No, it was still difficult in a lot of ways. That was not a challenge I went through again. I had plenty of energy sources to rehydrate and refuel.
And it set you up for success to have actual lasting good action that comes about that, right? You didn't leave it going like, well, you know, that experience was okay. I think the anticipation, the planning for it, all of those things allowed you to be able to really work through the things that you need to. And it helped you be able to feel a lot more regulated with stuff.
Also, if you hike Stuart Falls either direction, bring extra snacks.
A good one.
Snacks are always a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. You can find us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Please feel free to rate, subscribe, and review. And if you want to find us on social media, we're on Instagram and Facebook at Fate Resilience. We would love to hear from you.